Like, we've just been seeing the film Zero Dark Thirty. Wow! Spoiler alert, they got Bin Laden. Though I didn't expect at the end, after the credits, for the sort of close-up shot of Bin Laden lying in the body bag and his eyes just opening before going to black. And
That's the film Assam Zombie or whatever it was. Yeah.
Oh, and then Samuel L. Jackson turns up and invites that woman to join the Avengers.
The oddest bit of that entire film was when What's-His-Face shows up.
Tom Cruise.
Not Tom Cruise.
It was Tom Cruise, wasn't it?
That wasn't Tom Cruise.
It was, I'm sure it was.
That was a man who was in Torchwood's man.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's his name? Captain Jack. Captain Jack randomly shows up for like a minute and a half.
That makes it even more. No, I thought I recognised him, but I can't place.
John Barrowman.
The two do look a bit similar, don't they? I'm not mad.
You are mad.
Okay, but no. I know I couldn't place him. I'm really bad at recognising actors. But anyway, it was a good film. It was very tense. It turns out that torture does get things done, which is.
It was amazing. I think that's the first film I've been in a very, very, very long time. When you have like just really quiet string music that you can literally hear, like there's like you could hear a pin drop. It was so quiet. Mm.
The bit where they get in the batter bag, when I assume there's no spoilers because you don't know what happened. It was incredibly tense, even though we knew it was all okay. The weird thing was though, again, it was like the main like army guy was the guy who plays Andy in Parks and Recreation, who's like the stupid goofy one. So it was a bit weird seeing him in the military role, and I was actually surprised that the guy who plays Agent Pierce in 24 didn't turn up, because in every sort he's sort of typecast as a military guy in
there's
that
like loads of like random people. Like one of the CIA guys is Septimus or something from Stardust as well.
Oh yeah, there was one guy in there, one of the kids who was like, there was a bit of where it was like the guy saying we should go and get Bin Laden against three skeptical CIA guys, and one of them who looks like he's about 20 he used to be in a Nickelodeon UK production called Renford Rejects about a rubbish football team.
Anyway, the film was really good.
I think he was in Family Affairs as well.
Was it like that lady, like I imagine that person is like a composite of about like a team of 20 people
I thought it was interesting for a film like that, you know, you don't really expect there to be a strong woman in the lead role.
Yeah.
Is that patronising?
It's all about her. It's quite good. Yeah.
I think it passed the, is it the Bechdel, the something test where, you know, about women talking to each other. There was a bit when like the second woman who had a name on screen did talk to her about men. But then after that, there was like other women talking.
Yeah, that was like literally the only one. Unless you count them just obsessively talking about Osama bin Laden or the other guy. Yeah. Oh man, that was intense. That was really good.
What was I going to say? I had several observations.
The torture bit was a bit scary.
Yeah, the torture stuff was excessive. I thought it was good though, because it showed the real truth, well, the presumable real truth.
And the way they just threw money around, holy shit. Anyway.
Yeah.
To get the phone number of this dude, they just buy this random dude a Lamborghini and he finds him the phone number. It's like, holy shit, really? Well, I guess like a couple hundred grand is nothing. That's probably like, you know, and a half an hour of petrol or something in the military.
It was nice how he kept it sort of serious throughout and played. Like, there wasn't. I was half expecting it to be bits like, you know, where during the raid they cut in bits of Obama at the White House correspondence dinner and stuff. But there wasn't. There was none of that. Yeah. So
what was really interesting was like the narrative, because it goes for quite a long time. It starts with like, you know, basically the beginning of like the attacks on the Twin Towers, but then interspersed are things with like attacks in Pakistan at the hotel Marriott, the 7/7 bombings.
For the first half of the film, and this probably is a spoiler, so do skip ahead. If they're not in a secure CIA office, chances are there's going to be a terrorist attack after a brief conversation. The London bit was odd, though. I want to go back and watch the geography of that.
That freaks me out, though, because like every time I remember that happens, like, oh yeah, we take that bus out every day almost.
No, not the number 10.
No.
So that was good. Not 7/7 was good, but the film was good, obviously. I'm glad they got Bin Laden. He seemed like a nasty man.
It was really good. It was really good. I quite enjoyed it. And I'm usually like, I want, you know, explosions and funny bits, but this was like, I was riveted, like literally like sitting off my seat and stuff. That rarely happens.
Yeah, I was sort of hoping that when they confronted Bin Laden, because obviously it was quite understated, and again, I don't necessarily think this is a spoiler. It's sort of just sort of pop, pop, and he's dead. Whereas I was sort of hoping he'd be there with a machine gun, or it'd be him and versus the guy who plays Andy, and they'd be like, man up, and they'd be like, oh man, you up, like in Expendables 2, and there would have been a knife fight or something. But they stuck to what actually happened. But yeah, it was good.
All right, we're going to catch a bus now.
Yeah, so Zero Dark Thirty, I would give...
I'm giving it 5. It was brilliant.
5? Out of what?
A 5.
Yeah, it was good. I would concur with that. I was trying to think of a way to modify the title, like 5 Dark... 5.
It was good. Yeah, go watch it.